So this speaker comes from Toronto, again a Canadian sound, although if you listen closely you'll be hard-pressed probably to hear the differences between this and a more general American. And she talks about the fact that most of the television, of course, is American and of that influence. Listen out for the sentence that has the ow sound in it, because this is the giveaway for the Canadian sound, that more Scottish a boat.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked at as Medea cooked up their revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. A cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucae's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting, but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge on their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason, betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus, Peleus' palace, more passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes, the father I betrayed to go with you, to Peleus' daughters. They welcomed me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband! Lucky woman! You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. So I'm from Toronto, or just outside Toronto in Canada. I've lived there my whole life until I came here to Scotland just a few months ago. My whole family speaks basically the same as I do. It's a fairly sort of, I suppose, standard Canadian way of speaking. It doesn't differ a lot across the country. And I can sort of see that. My mom grew up in BC, which is on the complete opposite side of the country. So, and she still sounds very similar to me. I guess it's always an interesting thing for me because growing up where most of the people you hear on TV and on radio and music and stuff are American, you end up hearing that accent a lot. And then coming over here, obviously I'm in a whole other world of accents as well, so I'm quite used to hearing people speak differently or slight differences in the way we speak, but still talking the way I do, I guess.